Hi, this is Pierre
and Mary
of LaGreffe, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Starting this hour of our session together, we heard from longtime proggy friends LaGreffe, the Montreal progressive art folk rock band, with their track Deserter off the 2017 album Book of Reverie, self-released on Bandcamp. As alluded to in the previous hour, I have great concerts to report on coming up this month. The first and mightiest of them all is my very own new concert curation, featuring LaGriff, as it so happens. It was announced online last Monday, and now I shall recite to you good centuries the details of the show, entering some swell poetic prose and wishful insights. The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope presents Reverie of Peace, LaGriff, Art the Band, The Waverleys, The Naked Harpist. I dream of serenity. I long for harmony. I reach for joy. We all dream and yearn of obtaining peace, be it within ourselves, overcoming and adapting to our internal turmoil, be it with each other, when we seem to not be able to accept our distinctions, see past them, and coexist together, with love and respect. I am proud to be hosting this brand new concert curation on the International Day of Peace on Saturday, September 21st, at the NAF Club in Guelph. A diverse, encompassing soundscape will rejuvenate our hopes of goodwill with Guelph's phenomenal harpist, Leslie Shapiro, aka The Naked Harpist, Guelph Toronto's passionate alternative folk duo, The Waverleys, Toronto's energetic jazz fusion quintet, Art the Band, and the headliners in making their first appearance in Guelph, Montreal's eclectic progressive folk rock band, LaGriff, and their only Ontario appearance at this time. Join us as we unite to create, nurture, and strengthen the bonds of friendship and fellowship, be they old and new, near and far. Again, this new concert curation is on Saturday, September 21st at the NAF Club, 32 Gordon Street in Guelph. The doors will open at 8:30 p.m. and the show will start a little around 9 p.m. This is a 19-plus licensed event. The admission is $10 or pay what you can. It's a physically accessible venue, a safe space event, and no hats policy for the NAF Club. And once again, thankful support by Jesse Ellercon and Splendid Industries. I will be featuring music on the upcoming radio programs by these wicked artists leading up to this magical concert with fruitful reminders. Also, follow along to the SMK Concert Curation's social medias on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at SMK Concert Cura, to keep up to date on this and future live concerts. Another live concert that looks pleasing, taking place the weekend after the SMK Concert Curation, is Silence Presents Fly Pan Am with special guest Versa. This takes place at 46 Essex Street in Guelph on Friday, September 27th. Doors opening at 7:30 p.m. and the show starting at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 and it is a physically accessible venue. We will be hearing brand new music by both Versa and Fly Pan Am in the upcoming observational set. First, the humble magnificence of Guelph's own audiovisual post-rock group, Versa, with their first new track since their 2018 debut self-titled album. It's called Fortuity, and it appears on the first compilation album put out by Brampton-based Glue Gun Records, called Stick It To 'Em Volume 1, now available on Bandcamp. This Glue Gun compilation features currently exclusive music, a collection of diverse expanditures when it comes to styles, dynamics, and techniques, compiled and produced by the wicked, awesome Jesse Ellercon and Brent O'Toole. It also features stellar, weird, and talented musical works by such familiar artists such as Jeroboam, Sages, Romshi, Paper Hats, Millhouse, Animatus, Yumster, and Witch Hat. It is such a well-arranged compilation album that Jesse and Brent have put together. Stick It To 'Em Volume 1, available on Glue Gun Records via Bandcamp. Off the album, Fortuity by Versa, here on CFRU 93.3 FM through the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Starting that set, Fortuity by Versa, off the newly released Stick It To 'Em Volume 1 compilation album by Glue Gun Records, available now on Bandcamp. Then we heard Fly Pan Am, a Montreal avant-rock band with long-awaited new music, apparently 15 years in the making. Avant-garde's Vu and Distance Dealer, off Fly Pan Am's to-be-released new album, Cecia, coming out September 20th on Constellation Records. And ending that set, we heard Clara Engel with Little Blue Fox off their most recent collection of songs, Little Blue Fox EP, self-released on Bandcamp. We will be now listening to one of my all-time favorite bands, who recently surprised us all with this new song, released last week, that I immediately had to write about it on Ride the Tempo. My words here perfectly encapsulates my infinite admiration for this Western Canadian band. Hope is unforgettable and ever-present, even when it casts itself into recess and hibernation. A flood of cathartic bliss, weightlessness, and joy floods within us when it returns. Such is the unexpected yet brilliant revelation of There Will Be Blood by Edmonton electronica post-rock sages Fonts. Mystic rippling, serene vocals, thread and cross, like tender ribbons in the wind, talking of understanding and time. They float through these uplifting currents of compassion and promise above sci-fi pastoral expansions and death-defying synthesizers, acoustic, electric guitars, and percussion. Chiseled during what seems like lifetimes of hardship, Fonts gives us hope of prosperity after the painful storms. Fonts is hope. Here is There Will Be Blood by Fonts here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Said there will be blood. Hey, this is Jacob of Witch Hat from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, and you're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca.
A certain artist I have been wanting to feature on the SMK for quite some time, little less than a year now, is called Shmoo, a genre-defying Austin, Texas, neo-psychedelic, shoegaze pop project of Sam Chone. Last September, Shmoo released Lead Me to the Glow on GTZ Records. CFRU got this album earlier this year, through which I discovered Sam's musical entity, and only now been able to observe his work here. We heard Running Out of Time off Lead Me to the Glow. Shmoo just released a new album in July on Grind Select Records, which always trips me up. It's called Vish. Vish is also CFRU's very own station manager's name. I can't separate the two now. Can't think one without the other. I am certain I will feature something off Shmoo's Vish album soon. We will soon be enveloped in a constellatory array of local Ontarian indie rock, three-quarters punk of gothic noise and pop varieties, one-quarter electric folk, who is another feature artist for the new SMK concert curation on September 21st at the ANAF Club. Before our observational set, I am pleased to present Jacob Rodnick of Mississauga's post-punk gothic band Witch Hat, who comes to us in recorded form to describe the band's latest release, This Vapid and Hollow Form, a 21-minute epic released Pay What You Can on Bandcamp, which the SMK played in its entirety a few weeks ago.
Hey, this is Jacob of Witch Hat. I'm going to quickly talk about how I created my most recent release. The name of the track, because it is technically one song, is This Vapid and Hollow Form, which is the first lyric on the debut EP I recorded as Witch Hat. The record was mixed down to quarter-inch tape on a reel-to-reel machine at 7.5 IPS tape speed. Subsequently, I played back the entire EP at 3.75 IPS tape speed to produce and record a new low and slow version of the record. The resulting effect transforms the music's gothy post-punk sound into one that is of an industrial and even more unrecognizable nature, the furthest degradation of an already degraded product. Tomb Glow, as some have said.
Marvelous, thanks, Jacob. It's incredible what one can sonically conjure anew just by altering playback speed. We begin our set now with Witch Hat's debut self-titled EP that Jacob mentioned, Pay What You Can, on Bandcamp, with intro followed by Art Clokey, right here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Listen for the lyrics, this vapid and hollow form that Jacob talked about.
I say, do you feel you're normal?
I hope I'm normal. I think so.
Well, a little while back, you took quite a series of psychological tests, and I can assure you that you're a very stable and well-balanced person as a result of the test. And how do you feel about coming here and drinking this strange material?
I'm a little nervous, perhaps.
Thanks. just how we used to be. We were just young kids living out in the just how we used to be.
That just now was the Waverlys with Dark River off their debut 2018 EP, Good Girl, available on Bandcamp. The Waverlys is a Toronto Guelph alternative folk duo composed of cellist and vocalist Charlotte Moore and singer-songwriter Kevin Miles Wilson, and they will be playing in the SMK concert curation show on Saturday, September 21st with Le Greff, Art of the Band, and The Naked Harpist. Their live set for the concert will be more acoustic-leaning, certainly hearing Charlotte's cello playing, but it's nice to feature Dark River to hear their electric rock side. I also played this song because a music video for it was newly released, featuring collaborative work with visuals by Versa and videography by Alana Gurr, all creative souls here in Guelph. The Dark River video can now be viewed on the Waverlys YouTube channel. We will hear their acoustic tones in future broadcasts, but I can promise you, the Waverlys are charming and emotive, and a wonder to have them partake in the new SMK concert curation. In between the Waverlys' Dark River and Witch Hat's intro in Art Cloakey, we heard another Mississauga and another Guelph band. Saga's John Crow with their 2018 single, Adeline V. Wolf, and Guelph's Crown and Jester with Foxes off their debut 2018 album, One, both self-released and pay what you can on Bandcamp. To end today's session and end the summer 2019 run of pre-recorded programs, Keep It Dark, a song I've been attached to recently by a classic prog band, Genesis, entering their pop-infused era with Phil Collins leading off the 1981 album, Abacab. I'm excited to return to You Good Centuries live next week. I hope the feeling is positively mutual. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. I'm your master overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond.